This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the Affair After Show. I just have two words for you. Allison and Ben. Stay tuned, we're talking it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
At the moment. Yeah.
Is there music?
Yeah, I don't know. We have our music going right now? Oh, there it is. I was like, what do we do without our song, our intro song?
You know, this song has new meaning for me now.
Yeah.
It does. Like, yeah, it really does. I'm like, did Fiona know this whole time?
I think maybe. Maybe it was just the whole premonition of her life. It's sad. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Affair After Show. We are in another somber mood, just like last week, which I'm sure you guys are on the same page as us. I feel like there's no more dancing for us.
I came back to, like...
You did.
Pure grief. That's what I came back to.
Yeah, welcome back, by the way. We've missed you. The Allison Dean is joining me tonight, and I'm Nadine Dallapalo. Thank you guys for joining us. We have lots of stuff to chat about. Man, can I just first start off by saying, if you guys have been watching you've been watching it this whole season, I proclaim since like day one, Ben, there's something going on with Ben, and I'm not going to toot my own horn, but
you should.
That's a really horrible horn. Ooh, ooh. I don't know. Those,
I thought they were both kind of bad, actually. But that's okay.
So those are the toots I'll give myself, I guess. Anyway, man, let's just do it. Thank
that's
you.
Better.
Thank you. The two toots. All right. Yeah. What are your initial thoughts? Like, just how, like, we watched this together just now, and what was going on in your head? Because I know there was just silence between the two of us.
I think I'm still recovering from last week and just knowing that she's gone. And then this week, I mean, the minute that we realized that they were doing a two-part Allison POV, I think that shook us both because we were sort of like, okay, what are we in store for? When the first one ended and it ended so fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally thought when it ended and she was like, I'm going to go do the dishes. I thought he was going to come and like put a frying pan over her head or something. Like I was
there
waiting
was something,
for that moment.
Yeah.
And then when it just clicked over to the other part where she just was at the kitchen again with the broken faucet, I was like, oh no, this is not good. I just felt like everything felt heavy in me. Everything felt... And I just had pure anxiety. So I just kind of still have it.
Yeah. No, same.
I'm like,
you're living in anxiety.
Yes.
Just living in anxiety
really
land.
Am.
I feel like that's just how it's going to be. And I feel like next season, I don't even want, like, just her, if she's not even there next season. It's just the whole show has changed now. I really liked this episode for the fact of how they did those two perspectives. It's if we're going to say goodbye to a character we love so much, we needed to have an entire episode with just her.
I agree
and
with that.
I'm so happy we had that.
I'm not actually, I'm not totally positive that we won't have any of her next episode either. I think we may.
Next episode, I'm saying next season.
Oh no, next
season. Yeah, next season, it's, you know, it's gone. So the next, you know, This is her goodbye.
This is the big hurrah.
But yeah, but you're right. In that first part with Allison, I think what we're going to do, instead of just breaking them up into two parts, we all know what happened. Let's just kind of, we can compare them and just chat about it. But in that first part, there was just something looming over. It was like, what is going to happen?
Well, because we knew.
Yeah.
We were like waiting for the moment of like, when is this going down?
Yeah.
I thought at one point when he said to her in the first part, Allison, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she might say.
Yes. Yeah.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like I thought that that might be the thing that happens. So I was happy when she didn't say that mm-hmm. and she just like kissed his face.
Yeah.
But I
yeah, it was I think the whole thing was what I've realized is part one was the Allison that we all wish and that she wishes that she was and the life that she could have had and how it was hard, but she stood up for herself at once. It felt like that Allison took all the advice she got in LA from Helen and she came back a new person. The Allison we saw in the second part was the same Allison we saw in LA, just shooken up and just not really with it and couldn't really stand her ground, and then everything that fell after it. So I feel like
Anytime Fitness is for real people with real fitness goals. I mean, let's be honest. Most of us aren't training for marathons or half marathons or even half marathons. Only time most of us are running at all is if we're trying to make a connecting flight. Wouldn't have been late if we didn't stop to buy a headphone dongle. Point is, you gotta be ready. You do not want to deal with rebooking. Anytime Fitness, where real people help you make real progress. Join today and get a plan for training, nutrition, and recovery.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
The first part is who we all wish that she could have become.
I think in the second part, though, I think there were moments where she really was trying to, like, stand her ground. Mm-hmm. I mean,
in different ways, though, I feel like.
The thing is in the first part, mm-hmm. Ben was coming at her in a much different space. You know, he wasn't coming at her in an aggressor type of way. Mm-hmm. It felt like he was a bit more vulnerable and chill. In the second part, it was clearly that he was agitated and angry mm-hmm. and fiery. And obviously, you know, when it comes to emotions, you definitely, the energy of someone around you certainly affects you. So while I think, you know, there was attempts made, I think his brooding energy being so heavy made it impossible for her to really, you know, achieve that.
Yeah.
That Helen status.
The Helen status of what she was. Yeah. Yeah. I think a little bit. And let's talk the interruption. Let's start off with that. The interruption that we get in the first scene where he stops her. She's about to tell him, like, hey, I know that you have a wife.
Yeah.
He stops her. And in the first part, we see that he admits it.
And I was like, thank goodness.
Yeah. But it was like, wow. Like, wow. Good. I started to like him. And I was like, oh my God, I've been wrong this whole time. What's going on here?
Right.
And come to find out, we actually see what really did happen. But that initial moment, it made me so happy for the first time, because I was like, wow, she is going to get that. They can work it out. He's going to be honest. It's going to like be a thing, you know?
That was the part that I think I was hoping Ben had in him this whole time.
Yeah.
So I was more of the optimist.
The optimist that it would go that way. When I was just a denier of it. So when we had
when we had
the knock after, because you know, it all went great. Everyone in chat, all what you guys have been saying is that Louisa, that was a big prediction that Louisa
was at the door?
Or that Louisa is the reason why Allison died. That Louisa possibly killed her. There was lots of theories going around. No one had any idea. We were all crazy. And so for a moment, before we saw,
you knew.
I stuck to about it. I questioned a little. I was like, oh my God, who's there now? Is it Louisa? And then when we see the sink thing, we just lost it a little. But you had no thoughts that Louisa may have been part of that?
I didn't think Louisa had anything to do with it. That actually
never occurred to you?
I mean, no.
Yeah. Well, first, I think you have something great that has occurred to all of us that you can talk about right now, if you'd like.
Okay.
Great segue there.
I'm like, Nadine. AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. We need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. Hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels. Let us know that you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air.
Mm.
For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. And we love your comments, and we love, you know, hearing your opinions too as well, and going through this crazy journey of the affair with us.
I can't believe it's like almost over too.
Yeah, so next week's the finale. I know. There's lots, and we can talk about in predictions what we think is going to go down when the whole gang's back together again.
The whole gang will be back together again, so at least there's that. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and so going into kind of the part two of the reality of what actually happened, it's pouring rain out, which is obviously a sentiment.
Setting the tone, setting the mood.
All of that is just happening there, and which is, you know, it's perfect. It's not like they had this romantic,
beautiful, clear night.
They had, like, you know, love outside. I don't know why I didn't want to say sex there for a reason. They had love because it was passionate. They had it listening to the waves crashing.
Right.
But when he came in, he was already aggressive because he was mad that he got stood up. So it already set the night off on a bad foot, which I think, you know, obviously led to the drinking.
I couldn't believe at how much denial there was about him being married. I mean, she literally, not only was she giving him so many opportunities to come forward, but then she flat out asked him,
mm-hmm,
are you married? Do you have kids? Any of it? No.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Well, yeah, but he finally said no after she's asked multiple times, and he just kept ignoring it, or he redirected it and said, well, who are you seeing? Who is the friend that you saw? It was that tit for tat kind of like, oh no, I'm not going to answer. You did also something wrong. Like, this isn't on me. This is what's happening with you there.
So bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, it was just his entire tone of all of that. And you can just tell he's the type of guy, especially what we learn from the war stories that he tells.
Right.
He's the type of guy that, you know, it has a few screws loose, that can't control his temper, that has little anger problems. He killed a kid in war just because. You know, when you see the first story,
I was like,
can understand it. Yeah.
Right. And then the second one, when he was like, well, I knew he was, I just did it for fun, basically. Well, then I was like, all right, well, this guy.
He said he did it because he wanted to go home. Yeah.
But then he was like, you know, if you see an ant, you want them out of your house or whatever. I don't know. He was making some like funny metaphor about just like getting rid of things. And I was like, this guy is definitely all screwed up.
Yeah, well, I think you were accurate, because when he was starting to talk about that, and he said, you know, you just get rid of stuff that's pestering you, that's bothering
you. Yeah, and then I was thinking, oh my God, is Allison going to start bothering him, like, in a second?
But it's the truth. I think that was a prediction.
Oh my, it totally was!
Because he got very, very threatened.
He was very heated.
Idea of that. Yeah. Because what we saw, though, with him and Cole, when Cole confronted him on it, and when they talked, he actually seemed sincere that he was actually going to tell Allison it was going to be a thing. Like, it's fine. Because now that you know that Cole knows, like, if you're not going to keep that secret any longer. Like, how long did he actually
think it was going to, like, run for? I know. You're right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like he had so much time to lay the groundwork for that, or to get out of it beforehand. But he still just, he decided not to go with it.
So we think that he for sure started drinking before he showed up.
No, I don't think so.
You think he started drinking right at that moment?
I think so. Because of when he took that first glass and that first sip, of just how emotional it felt to me. But because when he came in, I don't think he didn't seem drunk. He seemed irritated.
Right.
But I think he had every right. He was hungry. She stood him up. He waited for an hour outside. He finds out she went to see her ex-husband. It's, you know, all this stuff. He's not thinking that he's actually the villain here, which obviously he is.
Okay, here's my thing, though, about like being stood up and all that jazz. Clearly she has her phone, and so if he's waiting outside, is he sending her texts? Is she not receiving? Like,
wait, didn't she leave? Did she leave her phone or no?
No, she left her phone in her apartment.
In her apartment after. Yeah, gotcha.
But she definitely, I think she, no, she had her phone. She had to have had her phone in LA.
She may have, yeah, I don't but think anyway, it was I'm ever just, a
like,
thing.
Text
yeah.
the person. Like, send, I
well,
don't know,
she may have been ignoring him. Like, you know, I think he just showed up and uninvited.
I feel like if they had a date, though, she would have been like, oh, sorry, I had to go to LA. Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like she would have, anyway.
Yeah.
So if he was, like, waiting for a call that never happened, well, that's on him because he could have easily.
Yeah.
Reached out.
He's, yeah. He's just.
Open the doors of communication. He's just he's another
just
breed.
I do not
yes,
like this man at all. I haven't liked him since day one.
You literally have not. I, yes.
Yeah, I know. I keep saying that. I got an eerie feeling from him.
You did.
Your
but, intuition was right.
So what this means, though, is that so when we saw Cole run into him at the convention, he's literally going there for an alibi. And, like, to just live his normal life, not off course. Remember when Cole's looking for her and they run into each other and he's like, no, I haven't seen her here.
So that, oh.
You know what I mean? Like, so also he's been planting and then he went to an AA meeting right after. He had his whole alibi lined up and stuff. But Cole has, that's why I'm not excited, but I'm very eager to see next episode because same. Cole, the guy that just.
Cole knows.
Cole had a connection with Allison. He's like, no, this is not right. No way in heck did this, you know, there's something fishy going on. And so luckily he loves her so much to actually try and figure this out and find the truth. But question for you, this is a little deep one.
Oh God.
Are we like happy for her that she's finally at peace?
No, because I don't feel like she wanted that. Yeah. I honestly don't feel so. I know, you know, we were getting those glimmers of by, you know, if at 35 she mm-hmm. wasn't feeling. I do think, though, that she had reached a level of peace with Joni and now she has a career and she's helping other people.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was like I don't even necessarily think that she was so focused on the fact that she didn't have like a love interest in her life. I think that she was kind of good with just the fact that she was busy with all these other things that she had going on. It's really unfortunate that she met Ben.
Mm-hmm. Well, like he put her in a spiral. I mean, the Allison that we saw in LA was going through stuff and she, I feel like.
Well, I think she, without the impetus for that though, was finding
was
out.
Ben.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yeah. Like, because I think even the father stuff, you know, finally all that happening, I don't think that would have sent her over the edge, you know, making her fly to LA or any of that. I think it was compounded when she was like, oh my gosh, another married man who's, you know, trying to pull the rug mm-hmm. out from under me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's yeah. what was sort of like, you know, that made her go
crazy. And I think Helen actually brought her back to kind of reality and gave her the advice. And
I agree.
And we talked about this with Lem and April. We were talking about how, like, wow, like Helen actually, I think, in her own way. And I mean, she helped the girl out. And I think that that's what we're going to see. And I think we saw that in the part one that didn't actually happen. And I think there wasn't enough time for her to actually sit and reflect and actually move on with that. It's only been who knows how many days since she was back.
Yeah, less than a
week. So she had just gotten back. But I think she would have been able to overcome
it. I totally
it.
Think so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm so, like, my heart is broken. Just, like, me not being able to see any of the Cole stuff. My God.
It's crazy. And then, so I was also wondering, I was like, so where's Joni, too? So if Cole's out on the road right now.
With Lisa.
And so, but Allison came back and still didn't grab Joni. I know this is just sidetracked. I was just curious.
Maybe
like,
she did for a few days and then went back to Louisa.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, maybe they're ping-ponging?
Yeah, ping-pong, maybe. I don't know. That's just the sidebar. I just want to know, where's every character? What are they doing? I'm just a little busybody. I want to know all of it.
Yeah.
So the first sign that we see of the aggression, it's, I mean, I guess it's maybe the second
I think it was
sign.
Like, I think it was, like, literally when he was, like, knocking on, like,
the
that
pound.
That was aggressive pounding on the door. I mean,
it was pouring rain out though, and you're aggravated. You haven't like the girl you're dating.
So like call like
maybe
whatever.
She was ignoring him. You know, you don't know that. But yeah, but I mean, it was aggressive.
It
but,
was
like,
aggressive.
Yeah, it was aggressive.
I mean, you and I looked at each other like,
well, I think because we were looking because we were coming from part one and we're like, wait, who's this to kill her? What's happening?
That's so true too. That, I was like, who's at the door?
Okay. Yeah, but we saw him. You know, his manner. He didn't want to talk about anything. He wanted to eat. He was hungry, and we see that. But physically, the first sign we see is she goes to comfort him and like touch his head, and he whacks her away. And that right there was the beginning of the spiral.
At that moment, she should have picked up the phone and called someone and said, I need to go to the bathroom, and taken her phone with her and text someone and been like, you need to get over here right now.
Yeah, it's
something. I mean, just like, don't be too proud in moments like that. It's like, if you feel any form of something is not right, especially with a U.S. Marine, like, in your household that has certifiably killed people, I would say, just be on the safe side and try and garner some help.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know that this is a TV show.
Anyway. So we're getting back to, it's not reality right now.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think that she was actually capable of being able to do that. I don't think she had enough. She it's Allison. She didn't have enough strength to be able to, you
go
know,
to the bathroom,
to see that, or to even to recognize that, even though she's been through it so many times and she deals with these, you know, these people a lot. And, you know, married men are liars. I mean, the first sign is that he's not answering your questions. He's lying to you. Now he got aggressive. You're right. She should have done something. But you can see her. You can see her, especially when he's laying on her lap and he's trying to kiss her and stuff. And she just keeps saying, you can do this. You can do this. She's building herself up. And I was really impressed with that because that's what it took her that much, though, to be able to just say, get out, leave.
She also was sort of cueing him because he didn't realize that she was talking to herself and not him.
Yeah. Well, because he's drunk.
You can do it. Yeah. You can do this. Like, he's like, yeah, I can do this. I
just wanted
to
punch him in the head right there.
I can so do this.
Oh, my gosh. But so after that, so she finally got her strength. And it was amazing to see. And I was very proud of her. But the trigger for him was his wife. We see in the part one that he didn't love his wife. And, you know, it's all amicable. And they weren't in love anymore. They fell out of love. And, you know, it's great. That's a great way to end it. And now we finally see the truth. The reason why his wife is sitting in his office, hanging up posters of his children, is because they have a real marriage. And, like, she's clueless. And he's actually deep in the thick of it with his wife. And he's just a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
He's straight up a cheater. And he doesn't want to ruin the stuff with his kids and his wife, which is so unlike what we had hoped for, I guess. I'm just going to call part one the hopefulness. You know?
Part one, hope.
Hope.
Part two, despair.
Yeah, part two, despair. Dun, dun, dun. And so the big trigger for him is the threatening to tell his wife. And Allison's not the person, I don't think, that would act. Do you think Allison would actually go? Maybe let me ask you that. Do you think she would go and actually talk and confront the wife?
No. Well, I think she just wanted him out of her apartment.
Exactly, yeah.
I literally think that it was like, what do I need to do to get this guy out of here? Because I don't want to sleep with him. I'm totally not attracted to him at this moment and probably ever again in my life. He needs to get the F out. And she, I mean, you never know what's going to trigger someone, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, she gave him so many opportunities to come clean about being married to begin with that it's like, why, for whatever reason, he was suddenly so turned on, like lit up by her saying that, was like, wow.
Yeah, I think it was an empty threat. I don't think Allison is actually, she's been through, like we've said, like she's been through the ringer with married men for, you know, a lot. And I think she has no desire to actually go and do that. But it was something that she needed to say. But you're right. Who knew that would have been the trigger? And I also think if she was going to say anything, that moment when she was in the room with the wife, maybe that would have been it. I know it was the world crashing down on her. But if you're going to have any moment, it's right there, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
But the I think the biggest part of this, of course, we know that he kills her and stuff. I think even worse than that is that I just hated when he said, you seduced me.
Oh.
This, say it was your fault and I'll leave. This is on you. This is what you do. You've done this. This is your fault. How dare him? He now is putting it on her. And like, you see why he is, you know, he's an alcoholic, and you see what alcohol does to him. I mean, it's no excuse, but this is why he doesn't drink. Like,
right.
This temper, this stuff he's saying, but I think he probably feels, and I feel like once people hear a history of Allison, they know, you know, what she's done and gone through. Like, it's that word of like, okay, well, you deserve it then. Like, I can do this to you because you've done, it's happened to you before. It's that whole mentality. And I think he was being really honest with it by saying that. Like, that's how he's been feeling the whole time.
That he was seduced this whole time?
That he, yeah, that he's not in the wrong. Story. That he's not in the wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
His story is, oh, well, she's done it to all these other people, so I'm just another one of these guys that she's done this to.
And it doesn't matter. So it's on her. It's not on me, even though I'm cheating on my wife. I'm really not. I'm just having fun. It's her who's, like, making this happen. You know what I mean? And you look back at that now, and then you look back at, like, all their dates that they had, and even how cute it was, a lot of the stuff, and how they, you know, they bonded, and they talked a lot, and they got really deep with each other, and you just see it's just... It's all a lie.
All a lie. All of it was a lie.
It's just...
He's a legit, like, Mr. Lie.
Yeah.
So now that we are very, very aware of the extent of that and just the fact, I mean, it's like the man with two faces. And, you know, like, when we saw that at the meetings, talking to Cole, like, he can turn on these different personas for himself. So he's just living in some alternate universe, and he's creating whatever reality he wants for himself, and it doesn't matter how it affects the people around him.
Yeah, it's he's a bad egg.
He's a bad egg.
Do you think that Allison should have tried more to stop him from drinking? Or do you think when she said don't, basically is all she said to him, like, don't do it. And do you think she should have tried more, or do you think it was...
There were so many moments where I was like, oh my God, she needs to get out of that apartment. You know, like, the minute he started drinking, I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
But should she have gone up and, like, grabbed the bottle away?
No, maybe got, because I think the minute she introduced any sort of aggression, it was game over. Because I think that he was so pent up with whatever anger and, you know, you stood me up, you seduced me, like, all these different things that are brewing in his brain.
Just petty stuff.
And the, just the rejection. So the fact that she was not going to sleep with him or make out with him or just any of that stuff. I mean, she was trying to console him when he was feeling whatever he was feeling.
And he was drunk at that.
Was totally drunk at that point. I don't know. She needed to get out of Dodge.
She should have left for sure. And I agree with her also not... if someone's at the point of wanting to break that streak of being sober and they're there doing that...
Oh,
like,
my God.
There's only so... And you're ready at, like, the wit's end with each other, kind of. Like, you've been arguing the whole time. Yeah, you can't. Like, you just... I think she just kept... Just get out. Just leave. Okay, now this is all gone. Just leave. I don't want to be a part of this.
Right.
And also, so what we saw, too, that was different in both of them was the dress she was wearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, one is like, I'm ready to sleep with you. And the other is like, I'm keeping my shit buttoned up.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Like... And it's just, I think the second one also looked just like a little disgruntled, too. Like, she didn't, I feel like she looked a little bit more kept in the first one.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Continental tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Continental Tires at TireRack.com.
I don't know, maybe there's
jeans
just...
and a top?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just how
she,
I got it. That's
I think
how
she
I felt.
Looked more just... like... She was more casual and she wasn't trying to put anything on, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just all those little things.
Details.
All the details that just led it to that. And also, let's just talk about that. The acting. There was an hour-long episode of just the two of them, just dialogue.
Oh, it was good.
Dialogue just in one room.
Top-notch stuff happening in this episode.
I am so impressed with the writing on this. Like, every time I think we talk about it, but, like, give another round of applause to the writing on the staff, because that put me through a ringer. Like, I was saying before we went on air, I was telling Allison, I haven't felt this connected with a show in a long time. I have connections with different shows as I watch it, but this is just a...
This really sucks you in.
I feel like when we come, because we just get done watching it when we come in here, and I feel like I'm still trying to process what just happened, and sometimes I'm at a loss for words, so just, you know, pardon for a little bit, but it makes me feel so drained, but so angry, so sad, as if I lost a best friend.
I'm like, I have a headache. And that's like, what's happening to me?
Can we get some Advil in here? But that's why it's such a success, and that's why we love it so much.
It's queer television, and it's like, this was an episode where if it was submitted to the Academy for like Emmy nominations, it was sort of like clearly,
yeah,
like top notch stuff. Do you want to hear a little bit? I don't know how much the viewers know, but
yeah.
I think it's important to the Hollywood Reporter.
Are we doing news right now?
Yeah.
Let's jump into some news right now. We got a thing. We got a thing to support you here. Here you go. Give it to us.
Some of you may have seen this. I, for one, as soon as last week's episode happened, I was like, why did they kill Allison? I immediately Googled it.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
What are you doing to our hearts right now?
There's another season that's happening. We know this. How are they doing this fifth and final season without her? So Hollywood Reporter had an interview with Sarah Treem. It's a great article. It's available, so just Google. But one of the questions was, at what point did you decide Allison would die this season? And why at this
such a
point,
hard thing to accept.
Why at this point in the story, she said Ruth wanted to leave the show. So I found that very interesting. And so I don't know, maybe Ruth has like a lot of projects happening right now. I don't know.
Was there anything specific in there that they said about it?
Okay, so let me finish. Okay, so Ruth wanted to leave the show. That was a request. So that was decided basically before we started writing. So before this whole season had started, they knew that there was going to be an exit. It wasn't a discovery of any kind. It was very deliberate. And actually, we shot all of her work first. Her whole storyline was shot before we shot anything else. So everything that we're seeing right now in episode 9, episode 8, this has all been shot like way before probably all the other stuff that went down.
That's crazy.
It's kind of crazy. So it's interesting.
So they got into that deep mindset before.
Very quickly.
And then got out of it to do the rest of it from the beginning.
Or had to like reverse engineer it or something.
Yeah.
It's a great read. And it kind of gives some more context for all the other stuff that all the decisions that were made this season and things to come, and just kind of like waxing philosophical on some of the Allison and her whole just storyline in general. So HollywoodReporter.com.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and we'll put the link in the description, or we'll just make a comment so you guys can find it. but that's just...
Why does she want to leave the show? Now I'm like, where's an interview with her where I can
be like...
Is
she doing something else?
Is another show? What's going on?
Happening?
That's generally what the causation is. I did check her IMDb, and she's got a movie coming out. But I'm like, all these people do movies.
But also, like, she's been on the show for years now, right? She's been a staple. She's been a character.
Like Shameless, though. Like, there's many shows where they've been on the show, and they're still doing movies and other things. So I'm like,
but this is also such a deep show, too. Ugh. I know we want her to stay, but I feel like as an actress, like, I'm not an actress, but I could just only imagine, like, this is a draining character, too, to go into. Like, we get drained watching it. Imagine having to be there.
There was such an opportunity for, like, this was the thing that I've been saying all along. I was like, I feel like Cole and Allison will get back together.
Yeah.
This has been stripped
from
me.
This is it. Yeah, it's not happening.
And
I'm so sorry.
And it would have been so, like, it would be such a way to cap the whole thing. Just, like, everything coming full circle.
But do you think they'd give us roses and, like flowers and all this? You know, like, no. They're going to tear with us.
Optimist here.
Optimist. I know. You're the optimist. I'm the realist. Let's get into our special segment, Asked and Answered. No, I think we have a thing. I just did a sound effect. I don't know what that was, but that was my weird sound effect.
This sounds more like like a horror movie thing. Ooh. But I'll
this
go with
is
it.
How I felt watching tonight.
That's accurate, actually. So like, that's good.
Yeah,
just like what's good.
At any moment, or like when he was under the sink, someone was going to come back.
Yeah. I was like just waiting for all the different, like you're there? Holding something heavy and large.
Okay, so for this, for tonight, for Asked and Answered, a lot of the comments that we were getting, it wasn't really questions. I think we were all just doing predictions because last week was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We were all just trying to figure out who Allison, what happened. So a couple of you guys were right with me when it came to Ben, and so I'll just shout out a few of you guys. Lianne, 26, said, I think Ben is involved somehow. I never trusted Ben. This is sad and so shocking. I still can't believe it. Mm-hmm. We agree with you, and you're right. And then Lori Stone Haskell said, I'm a psychologist. I've worked with many people who are suicidal. I really don't believe Allison committed suicide.
Right.
Doesn't even make sense for the show because the storylines are always so complex, and suicide is too much of an apparent explanation. She said that she thought Luis's involvement is an interesting idea, but she was right in saying that it wasn't a suicide.
Right.
So there's many predictions here. You guys had so many. And please, this week, if you guys have any questions for us, stuff that we didn't cover from these two parts, ask them there, and we'll talk about that next week with also the season finale.
The season finale.
Thank you, guys. We had a lot of comments this week, and it was really fun reading and seeing what everybody thought. Yeah, it was crazy. Now, what was it? Let's get into predictions. I think it's the last thing to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Predictions. It's, I feel like tonight was just, I felt locked in the room with them.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was, like, I couldn't leave. I couldn't escape, and I was stuck there, which is, you know, it was great, and we needed that. But we got to see, you know, we got to see both sides of what it could have been and what it was. And, I mean, we haven't even talked. I think we didn't even bring up right now the actual killing part. I think we all saw it. I didn't really want to talk about it. I guess we should just talk about real quick before the predictions of him actually carrying her and dumping her and that end monologue that she gives. Either she's passed out and not actually dead yet and she's talking to him in her mind, or she's actually dead and is just saying, like, yeah, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. I wanted to do this anyway. How did you feel when he just threw her like that?
I was sick to my stomach.
Like, it was rough.
It was so dismissive and just so, like, you're nothing. You know? Like, bye. It was crushing. You know? It was awful.
And it's like, I think, why I just didn't bring it up is I keep getting the image in my mind of her head hitting against the wall and the blood just...
Oh, my gosh.
It just drips down just ever so slightly and
she
just
like, closes her eyes. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. And
when she went into the water, the imagery of it kind of reminded me of, I don't know if it was first season's opening credits of, like, mm-hmm. things going into the water.
Yeah.
But it really made me go, oh my God. Like, it just brought me back to that place.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was really brutal. And you're right, he's a military guy. Like, he's in the army. Like, there's no way she can defend. And that final run, oh, it's so hard to talk about.
I was also thinking back to last episode and the detective or cop that was there that was like, oh, yeah, there's little rocks. And, like, she probably hit her head on some of these rocks. And I'm like, I just saw her go down on that water. She didn't hit her head on nothing. I mean, it was like, no.
Yeah, no. And, like, when she washed up, like...
Let's call in some real detectives here, guys.
Cole.
Where's the real...
Cole's the real detective. And Cole's going to figure it out.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Prediction.
But okay, yeah. Now we'll do our predictions. Go. Let's say it.
Well, no, I mean, I think I'm hoping that Cole really does. I think the thing about it is now that this whole plan that Cole had of leaving Luisa, mm-hmm. I'm wondering what's going to happen because now Joni doesn't have a mom. Now I really am curious what Cole's storyline is going to be. I mean, it's like his love was ripped from him, and it's the whole parallel too with now he knows what happened with his father, and his father wasn't able to be with the woman that he really loved. And so I'm just like, oh my God,
is it going to be a cycle?
This is awful. I'm hoping Cole becomes detective, but I'm also.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
I just, like, how is that going to work? All the clues are really in the apartment, and I'm thinking we're going to see Ben go back, because, you know, he stages everything. The phone.
Oh, so you think we're going to see the after of what he does?
I feel like, yeah. Well, or I don't know, but we, mm-hmm. right? We know that all these things were, like, very organized and everything is, so I'm assuming it's all cleaned up, but, you know, is there a glimmer of her blood on that statue that is that her mom brought? Is that going to be like the one thing that, that blows everything? I just wonder what it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you think that we're going to get closure on that Ben actually did it, that everyone's going to find out next episode?
No, I think this is going to go into season 5.
Really?
I think so, because I feel like, how are they going to wrap all that up?
Yeah.
I mean, we have so many things going on. We have Vic and his cancer. Like, there's so many things that are happening right now.
Seeing the preview just reminded us of that.
And, like, Noah and, you know, Noah's had a kind... I mean, I don't know. I think Noah's major thing this season has just been the relationship with his kids and how that's all working out. Yeah. And it's just kind of very, there's a lot of anger there. You know, the love interest thing.
Well, we see Helen trying to comfort him in the preview.
Which I like.
Yeah, Helen's comforting him because, and he's just a wreck. And you can see that in his face. I think we are going to get closure. I think that Ben is not going to be around for the next season. I think this was his season, and this is it.
I really wonder, though, how they are going to wrap up with him, like, being... I mean, I think
maybe Cole's going to come save the day. He's going to be our little detective man. He's going to figure it out. Ben's going to either get murdered by Cole.
Oh.
Or I don't think Ben's going to jail. I think that this is going to be a deep, passionate murder that's going to happen. Can we have that music back up?
Deep, passionate murder.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that may happen. And then I think Cole's going to spiral out, and we're going to see the spiral next season of Cole and Noah on everything that's come from Allison's death and what's happened because of it and, like, what people have done.
What about Joni?
Well, poor Joni hasn't... Joni, I feel sorry for. Yeah. Joni has...
She's going to be therapy for the rest of her life.
Yeah. I don't want to say she's a lost cause. She's a child, but her dad's not there any, like, mentally.
Well,
her mom's gone.
Let's hope. I'm going to hope for the best.
Yeah,
again.
I know. I'm saying he's not as if, like, we know that this is what's happening.
Oh.
Yeah, I think there's lots of stuff, lots of loose ends to tie up. But I think we're going to figure it out next episode.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be curious to see.
Yeah. And you guys, let us know what you guys think. Please just give us predictions, ask us questions, stuff we didn't talk about. If we didn't get to everything. Let me know and we'll chat about it.
Hopefully my headache will be gone by next week.
Oh my gosh. No, I think it's just going to linger. It's just going to linger. And I feel like we're seeing this now, like, how distraught we are. Like, after the finale, we're going to just...
Oh, my God.
That's it. We're just going to fall over. Just do one of those. But thank you guys very much for joining us tonight and for watching. Please remember to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and to like, subscribe, and comment to us. And let us know what else you guys want to hear, what else you guys want us to talk about in the future, and everything for the finale. We have one more week to talk about this stuff. My name is Nadine Dallapalla. You guys can find me everywhere at my name, Nadine Dallapalla.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
The Allison Dean.
Like The Allison Dean.
The Allison Dean.
And when you say, like, The Allison Dean, it's just like...
No, yeah, you have to say,
right?
The
Allison Dean.
And it's more, like, proper, it feels
Thank
like.
You.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
The Allison Dean.
But some people, when I say that, they're like, V? Like, Vendetta? No,
oh,
I'm like...
Well, maybe it depends.
The? Like, anyway.
The. It's there great.
You
it's
go!
Wonderful. You can find us everywhere. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Finale!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.